Far-left anarchists take credit for revenge attack on Athens police. By Chris Tomlinson on July 10, 2022. A group of far-left anarchists have taken credit for attacking riot police in a district of Athens. While an incendiary device was also planted and set off outside the home of a conservative MP. The attack on the riot police took place on Wednesday in the Athens district of Exarchia. A group of anarchists who took credit for the attack on the far-left Antifa-linked web platform Indie Media later that day, as seen by Breitbart London. According to the anarchists, they attacked the police building with stones and Molotov cocktails. They claimed the clashes with police involved around 100 far-left extremists and went on for around an hour. The leftists stated that the attack was in solidarity with imprisoned anarchist extremist Yiannis Michailidis, with newspaper Eka Thymarini reporting that the extremist is currently on hunger strike as he serves a prison sentence for armed bank robbery and attempted manslaughter. Michailidis has been on hunger strike for over 45 days and is demanding to be released after having served around a third of his 20-year sentence. The attack comes after far-left extremists took credit for another attack in support of Michailidis last month, although said credit for the attack was only posted earlier this week. Such a moment was on the evening of Saturday 18/6 when we set up a card and attacked the Delta Group, as well as the rest of the repressive groups that rushed to the area of Exarchia, as a signal of solidarity to our incarcerated comrades. An attack that was flanked by people who existed in the neighborhood, giving for another Saturday the message that Exarchia is a field of resistance and struggle, the leftists who took credit for the June 18 attack said. According to Eka Thymarini, another attack on the apartment building of conservative New Democracy MP Babish Papadimitriou could be linked to far-left extremists as well. An incendiary device was set off at the entrance of the apartment building of Mr. Papadimitriou early Wednesday morning, causing minor damage. The New Democracy MP labeled the incident a terrorist action because the purpose is to terrorize not only me as a journalist, but also to terrorize the people we live with and to terrorize those who, even today in Greece, express their opinion freely. Violent attacks by anarchists were also seen last year in support of another far-left extremist carrying out a hunger strike. At least 100 attacks, including bombings, were reported to have been carried out by supporters of far-left terrorist Dimitris Koufantinas. Koufantinas served as a hitman for the notorious far-left terrorist group Revolutionary Organization 17th of November, 17N, and was convicted of 11 assassinations and murders from 1975 to 2000. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter at @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.